I'm Alex De Silva, and this is my relative Mario Rio for the CHS Great Thanksgiving Listen. Say hi.
Hello.
All right, so my first question is, what is your favorite childhood memory, or what is a favorite childhood memory of yours?
My childhood memory would be when I was about 14. My parents took me to Europe, and it was the best time I've had since then.
Cool. Where did you go in Europe?
Oh, I went to Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. What else?
Cool. All right. Second question. Did you face any struggles growing up?
Yeah, a little bit, not too much. I was more like, you know, I can't think of it. Let me think. Any struggles? No, I had a very nice, matter of fact, I had a very nice childhood. My parents had no problems, so I had no problems. And that was about it, I guess. I don't know.
All right, cool.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, next question. What is an important lesson you have learned in your life?
Important lesson I learned in my life is I was in retail, and I got to talk to and meet a lot of people. And the way you treat people is the way they're going to treat you back. So I think if you can show a lot of help and courtesy to other people, then you'll receive that back to you. Next.
All right, cool. Did that have any, like, impact on your retail business? Did you have, like, better customers because of that?
Yes. I had better customers, friendlier customers. Yeah, it had a big impact on the customers that I met and that were loyal to us.
All right, cool. All right. Next question. What was your childhood like in general?
Childhood was mainly normal, like any other child, I suppose.
You lived in California, right?
No, I didn't live in California. I lived in Connecticut.
Oh, okay. All right.
I lived in Connecticut, and my neighborhood was a nice neighborhood. We had a very integrated neighborhood, and everybody got along fine, no problems. Next question.
How did you meet Tiavo?
We met at a family's house, friendly family house, party.
Mm-hmm.
And we just were very friendly to each other, and this went on and on.
All right, cool. How were your parents? What were they like?
My parents were both from my mother's from the U.S., my father's from Portugal, and they worked hard, and they gave us everything we wanted, and
what did they do
lived
for
the
a
American
living?
Dream.
What did they do for a living?
My father was a construction, he owned a company, and my mother was just a housewife. During the war, she used to work and her sister in the factories for the Army and Navy and Marines and everyone else, Armed Forces. And that was about it.
All right, cool. Did the war have any impact on your family, any major impact on your family or your neighborhood?
No, not really, because they came in 1944, and I think the war was over by then. So... No, I would say no. I was born in 1947, so there was nothing going on when I was born.
All right. What was your reputation in high school?
Oh, I was very quiet in high school. I was not a socialite. I was quiet and just regular, none of the guys. That was it.
All right. What kind of student were you? Did you do a lot of studying, or did you?
Average. I was an average student.
Average. What do you mean by average?
You know, I got along. The grades were okay, nothing special. The sports were okay.
All right. Did you have a nickname?
No, I did not.
All right. So, in high school, what do you think would be your perfect day? If you could design one day and it would be a great day, what would it be?
Oh, my. When I was in high school, my perfect day would be probably... when I was going to high school, I only had a half a day.
Really?
So, yeah, it was more of a half a day because the high school was so crowded that they had to split it. And it was half a day, like 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And I don't know, it was after school, you go out and play sports. But that was about my perfect day at school. Let me think. I guess it depends on the subject you have. And after school is the best time. Next.
All right, what would be your perfect day now?
Now, because of my age, and I am retired, would be getting up, doing my routine as far as having my breakfast, look at my daily news, in the afternoon go out to lunch, then around 3, 4 o'clock go out for a coffee, and then go to the gym. And then come home and watch a little TV.
What are your favorite shows on TV?
Oh, right now my favorite shows are Outlander. What's that other one I like? Is
Office.
Huh? Office
or South?
No. What else? TVC, whatever they have on is good. Let's see. HBO has a program that I like, okay. That's about it.
All right. Cool. What's your best memory specifically from high school?
Let me see. From high school would be... I don't know. Probably working in the, they call the shop. You made things.
Like a workshop? Like a wood shop?
Yeah, like a workshop. But was a hands-on workshop. And you say perfect day at the high school?
Yeah.
I think you did that one already.
No, I'm saying favorite memory.
Oh, memory, sorry. Let me think here. I guess it would be more like just after school, the kids get, we all get together, we talk, and we go out and do this and do that.
Are you still friends with any of your friends from high school?
No.
No.
No. They're in a different city. I'm in a different city.
Yeah. What kind of things did you build in the workshop?
Well, we did the most... Mine was woodwork. So it was mainly building things out of wood.
Is there anything special that you built that you're proud of?
No. I used to do science, too, that I used to like. And I had a science fair. They had a science fair, and I came in honorable mention. So it wasn't too bad.
All right. What did you do for a living?
Doing for a living was, I was in the military, and I learned to do motor pool, which was working with car parts. So I came out of the military, I went to work for Saab Scania, the automobile company, and then there wasn't getting anywhere there, so I opened up my own business in retail.
With Pievo?
Yes, with my wife. And that was going on for 28 years. Then we sold the business and retired. Next.
All right, cool. Well, tell me more about the business. What is it called again?
The business is called Hello Boutique. The name was chosen by my co-workers at Sobs Kenya, the women. Mm-hmm. And they said it was a friendly name and that they would like to see that name. So I put that name. My wife agreed. Mm-hmm. And it stayed that way. And it's still today. It's still there.
Right.
It was a retail store that was opened up as men and women's, but then it turned to women's. Mm-hmm. And we dealt with new designers coming out, all natural fibers, a lot of European companies. Mm-hmm. And we were the first boutique in New Haven, Connecticut, clothing store.
Cool.
Of natural fibers.
Would you say it was successful?
Yes, it was very successful.
Mm-hmm.
We had it in business for 28 years, so it worked out very well. Go ahead.
You got like a lot of rewards for it, right?
Yes, we got a lot of awards for the windows, for the clothing, for the friendliness, for
stuff like that.
For the
right?
neighborhood community.
Mm-hmm.
And go on.
Is there any reward specifically that you're most proud of?
Well, let me think for a minute. That would be
Best boutique.
So it would be the best boutique in the city by the retail community.
That's cool. That's real cool.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's your own store and it was successful. That's pretty admirable.
I think so too. Go ahead, next.
All right. So you were born and you lived in Connecticut, right?
Yes.
All right. And so, if you could move to any city in the world, what would it be?
Would be Cascais, Portugal.
Why?
You know how to spell it?
No, I don't spell it. So why? Why would it be Cascais?
Oh, because it's perfect weather, and it's quite beautiful, and has everything that I want is there. It's a small town. It's still called a fishing village. And there's a lot of things going on there. And it's very international people-wise.
You just came back from there, right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
So what do you think your favorite thing is about Cascais, and why do you keep going back?
Well, like I mentioned, the weather's number one. The way of life is there is a lot easier, and there's more enjoyment of daily routines, and you don't need a car at all. You can walk everywhere. The public transportation is great and very inexpensive. The food is inexpensive. People you meet there from all over the world are very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah. Why don't you move there then? Because you go there a lot.
Right, I do. And I decided not to move. We were going to move there, but then we decided against it because of my health problems.
Mm-hmm.
And we also like the United States, too. We like them both.
Oh, why do you like the United States?
Because it's born here, number one, and it's easy for me to get around. I understand what's going on. I understand the system. Everyday life chores are easier here.
All right. So did you go to college?
No, I took classes in college.
So what classes?
Retail and business. Business retail, same thing.
So what does that mean, you took classes in college?
Well, I didn't get a degree.
Mm-hmm.
I just took classes about running a business for my own purposes, my own and my own knowledge. So I'm not a...
Yeah.
If I had any problems running my business, I would know.
Was this like when you first started your business or like later on?
No, it was when I first started. When I got out of the military, I went to take classes about business before I opened my business, because I wanted to open up my business. So I looked into liquor stores, I looked into retail, I looked into wholesale, and all these different ways of running a business. But in general, the business is going to be run the way it should be run. There's a format you have to follow so that you make it successful. Otherwise, you know, why bother?
Yeah, all right, that's fair. So you keep saying, after the war. So what experience did you have with the war? Was it the Vietnam War?
Yeah, I was in the Vietnam War.
Were you?
Which changed me, changed the society, changed the way people think. And when I left, it was still going on, but it was ending. So there wasn't too much activity that I know of. And at that time, I went, and they needed more people they called clerks, which were people behind desk, pencil pushers, as they call them.
So were you drafted, or did you enlist?
No, I was drafted.
All right. So what did you do, and where did you work?
The title they gave me was called clerk. A clerk is a pencil pusher. You know, you sit at a desk, you type. Type or write, or that's about it. Okay. And it was for trucks, parts.
Truck parts?
Truck parts. So it was automobiles and trucks.
Where did you work?
Oh, in Vietnam.
Oh, so you went to Vietnam.
Yeah, I went to Vietnam, and I extended my stay in Vietnam so that I can get out earlier. So when I came back to the United States, I left the service. You have to stay 1 year in Vietnam. But if you extended another 3 months, then when you got out of Vietnam, you can come home rather than go to another base in the United States.
I see. So did you, do anything at Vietnam, or did you stay in the base at all times and really didn't get experience anything else?
No, I didn't engage with other people as far as fighting or anything like that. No, I stayed in there. I was in the headquarters, so it was okay. I didn't have any problems there.
All right. Did you make any friends over there, or what was it going?
Yeah, I made a lot of friends, but they were from all over the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when you left, you give yourself each other's phone numbers and we'll contact you too. But Vietnam War was a different kind of war, so there was really no contact.
Yeah. So, was it boring? What did you do to kill time?
There?
Yeah.
There, not much. You slept a lot. You watched, you could do movies and go to the beach. Take trips as much as they give you. I went to Japan. I went to Thailand.
Really?
Yeah. And where else did I go? I went to another place, to Guam. That's about it.
Cool. So, out of these countries that you went to, which do you think is your favorite? Out of Japan, Taiwan, and Guam.
Japan I liked was Osaka, which is another city outside of Tokyo. I didn't find Tokyo very interesting. Thailand was interesting the way the religion is.
Mm-hmm.
Those two are about it.
All right. Why didn't you find Tokyo interesting?
I found it very New York style, so the people look like New Yorkers. I guess they want to copy New York. And when I left there, I took this train called the Bullet.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of the first trains at that time. And Osaka was a couple hours away, went there, and it was more Oriental than Western.
So it was more Japanese-y, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, Japanese,
New York.
A lot more houses, people walking around with their costumes, everyday wear, and others walk around Western wear, so.
All right. Well, what do you think is your favorite thing about Japan, and would you bring it to the U.S.?
About Japan, favorite thing. There wasn't too many favorite things that I wanted to bring to the U.S.
All right.
No, nothing there.
Did you? How was riding the bullet? Because that like seems really interesting to me.
The bullet was interesting. It was very ultra modern, and had a lot of students on it. I guess they went to school in Japan. I don't know, or went to Osaka. I don't know, one of them. Quite fast, maybe a little too fast, because you really couldn't see the scenery. It would just fly by.
All right. Well, cool. Thank you. That'll be it.
It's over.
All right.
Okay, so
thank you.
When you shut your tape machine off, I don't know what it is.
All right.
Tiana wants to talk to you. Tia Ball.